WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Wednesday morning, and we're calling today Wrestling Wednesday because we're going to talk a little bit about some local wrestling things that are happening, both an event that's happening on Saturday and something that's happening on Sunday where you have the chance to come out and meet an NXT champion right here in New Bedford. But first, we're going to talk about the event that is going to be happening on Saturday at Kilburn Mill. The New England Ring Gladiators are going to be putting on their event, Gladiator Games. And joining us right now from NRG, we have Davey Cash. Let's see here. Hold on. There we go. Now you're with us. You're there with us, Davey.
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Morning. How you doing?
I'm all right.
So I really want to let people know, because we talk about wrestling events here on the program quite a bit, but I think we need to express to people just how great the local wrestling talent is here. Before we get into like what's going to happen on Saturday and who's going to be on the card, I know you've been somebody that's been around this game for a long time. We are really lucky to have such great wrestling talent here on the South Coast.
Yes, we are. There's a lot of guys that came from out this way and to New Bedford area. Alicia from she's in TNA she works TNA. There's a bunch of people. Teddy Goods was out here doing a lot of shows. You got Brickhouse Baker, who taught just about three quarters of New England how to wrestle. You know, he's a great trainer. So there's a lot of good wrestling out here. A lot of people that love to interact with the fans and be involved with the wrestling fans. It's awesome. There's a lot of good wrestling out there.
But on the other side of that, too, these are also just regular people that you know in your everyday life. They're teachers. They're people who work in stores and restaurants. They're people who do this because they love it. And, you know, this is just something that becomes their hobby that maybe they can turn into a career. But they do it more because they love getting in the ring and performing for people.
Yes. I've been wrestling since I was 15. I do home improvement also on a regular basis. Most of these guys do have regular jobs. Some of them, like the Anthony Greens and the guys that made it a little further, they wrestle weekly, and that's their life. You know, that's where they make their money. But, yeah, all of us are regular people. We work hard. We try to perform for the kids and make people go home happy after they watch wrestling.
And you mentioned kids. Now, people who aren't familiar with NRG, you've probably seen them at the Wailing City Festival these last couple of years. You do put on a very family-friendly product.
Yes, we do.
The idea is that, you know, that's really what local wrestling is about. It's about being able to put on a show that families can come out and have a good time for. You know, you can't go out and do anything for $15 a person anymore, but this is the chance to get out and have some family-friendly fun on short money.
You're right. If you love wrestling, you love going to wrestling. WWE is so expensive right now. All these bigger promotions, their tickets are skyrocketing. So if you want to have a good time, you want to watch wrestling, you want to get close and personal with the people in the ring, indie wrestling is the way to go. You pay $15, $20, and you get in, you have the three-hour show, enjoy it. The kids will be yelling and screaming and having fun. Adults will enjoy it. So.
And you get to interact with the wrestlers. You get to meet them before or after the show or during intermission. And that's something you can't get at other shows. And to a 7-8-year-old kid, you know, to them, the people that are in the ring at Kilburn Mill in front of them are just as big of a star as the people they see on TV.
Yes, so some of these people in the area over here in New Bedford, they're really big on us as performers. They'll see us in stores and they'll hunt you down. It's pretty crazy.
So,
but they do enjoy it. They do love it. And it is, we are just as big a star to these local people as some of these other guys would be.
Absolutely. So what can we expect on Saturday for Gladiator Games?
Saturday, our main event is a steel cage with weapons hanging off the cage.
Wow.
Called the Gladiator Pit for the heavyweight title between Stephen Lust and Chris Pyro. My son Cash Money will be wrestling Mortar for the New England Ring Gladiators King of the Coliseum Championship. Then we have a tag team title match, the Trenches versus Braylon Johnson and Super Fro. Our hometown favorite, Sweet Scott Ashworth versus Tyler Storm.
I think we just lost Davey. Anybody that has ever seen Scott Ashworth, we'll give him a minute to call back in, but anybody that's ever seen Scott Ashworth knows that he knows how to get the crowd pumped up and he knows how to get them up and going because the people love him. The people love Scott. He's been around for a long time. And Davey, I was just saying before we dropped off that nobody gets the crowd up and moving like Sweet Scott Ashworth.
No, nobody at all. Scott Ashworth is one of the most entertaining people in professional wrestling in the New England area. The people love him. Then we have myself versus John Steele in a regular match. Jason Devine versus Devin Justice and Ricky Medeiros versus Denzel Jordan. We might have one more match as a pre-show match, which is usually some of our students. If you're looking to get into wrestling, we run a school. So some of our students we usually put on before the show starts as the crowd's coming in to try to get them some experience and to be around the people and see what it's like to wrestle in front of a crowd.
Well, and I think that's an important part to discuss because now that with WWE reaching new heights and being bigger than ever, you probably have a lot of people that are watching this and saying, I'd love to get into that. I'd love to do that. But where can I go to be able to learn how to be a wrestler? And you have the opportunity for people to come right to New Bedford, right to Kilburn Mill and learn to be a wrestler.
Yes, yes, they definitely do. If they contact either New England Ring Gladiators page or the Gladiator Training Academy page, we could set them up with getting one into the school, signing some paperwork, explaining the fees on how everything runs, and then every Monday and Wednesday we run practice from 7 to 10 p.m. We train in referees, ring announcers, commentators, you name it. If you want to be a part of wrestling, we can help you get to that point.
Well, and what's good about it, too, is that you're learning from people that have done it. You're learning all the ins and outs of it, and it gives you a newfound appreciation for what's going on. So, you know, even if you get to the point where you try it and you realize that it isn't for you, you've gotten that look at it, and you get a bigger appreciation for what happens in the ring.
Yes, of course. And like I said, if you go into it to want to be a wrestler, and it's too much, and it's not as easy as you thought it would be, right? Because it is pretty difficult. It is pretty hard. We always have the options to be a ring announcer, a commentator, a booker, a camera guy. There's always something we can help you learn to still be a part of the business without actually being a wrestler.
And now so your school and these events all take place at Kilburn Mill. Tell us about the facility that you have there.
Yes, we had a smaller facility where it was just a school, and we would run shows either at the B Balance Fitness Gym in Fairhaven or the VFW. When that woman had moved from our building, we started looking for a building. So I ended up expanding our school and getting a bigger room and making our own personal arena so that way we won't have that issue no more, and we can just concentrate on putting on the best possible shows in one area without having to break down, set up, move out of the building, move back in. It just makes it so much easier to have a building where we could do everything.
Yeah, because I don't think that the people who are watching the show understand just how much work is involved in setting up, breaking down, and transporting that ring.
It's a lot of work to try to go out there and perform for these people. Between setting up and breaking down, I'll take a day off of work. I'll go there at 9, 10 in the morning, start loading my ring. When I used to have to break up and sit down, I would drive to the building, get there by 11, 12, and then we would take all day to set up until probably 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Wow.
And then it's another 2 hours to break down at the end of the night.
Well, and this is all going to be taking place on Saturday. The doors will open at 6:30. Bell time is at 7:30, so that you'll have plenty of time to get in your seat and get ready for all the action. Although, as they always say, you're going to pay for the whole seat, but you're only going to need the edge of it, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You probably won't be sitting in your seat at all. You'll be standing up and cheering and getting into the show.
All right. Well, we look forward to this, and I'm going to be giving away some tickets coming up during the commercial break. But if people want to be able to get tickets, how can they do so?
They can contact either the New England Ring Gladiators page or the Davey Cash page or Shea Cash page on Facebook, and we can direct you on where to get your tickets.
And you'll be selling them at the door, too?
Yes, we will be selling them at the door.
All right.
We sell them in advance, so if people want to have reserve seating with their name on their seat and they get a front row, because we sell a lot of front row and second row a lot, so we try to give people an option to pay ahead of time, and that way they can get their name right on their seat so they don't have to worry about losing that front row seat or that second row seat.
That's perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much for keeping us up to date with this, and keep us up to date with all the upcoming shows.
Thank you, Tim. I definitely will. I appreciate your time and letting us be on here to explain what we do.
All right. Talk to you soon. Take care.
Thank you.
And that is Davey Cash of New England Ring Gladiators. Again, the show is Saturday at Kilburn Mill, 6:30, doors open, and we're going to have some tickets to give away coming up during the next commercial break. Also want to let you know about another great wrestling-related event that's coming up on Sunday. If you are a fan of WWE and especially the NXT product, then you know the NXT North American Champion, All Ego, Ethan Page. You might also know him from his time in AEW, but he's also a very big toy collector as well. And he does a lot of stuff on social media where he hunts down toys. And it's no coincidence then that he has gotten to know the folks over at Kojo's Toy World, New Bedford's own vintage toy store. So he is going to be at Kojo's Toy World this Sunday at 1 o'clock for a meet and greet. And they've got all kinds of great stuff over there, but they've got All Ego Ethan Page figures, action figures, so that you can go over there and get one of those and get it signed by the man himself. So if you want to stop by, if you want to talk wrestling with him, if you want to stop by and talk toys with him, he's going to be there at 1 o'clock at Kojo's Toy World, 104 William Street in New Bedford. You might have been familiar with when Kojo's was on Purchase Street. A few months ago, they moved down William Street, so basically just around the corner. So if you walk down to No Problemo from the old location and you take a left and you go up William Street, they've got a nice big new store with a big sign out front. You can't miss it. And that's where it's going to be taking place this Sunday at 1 o'clock. Your chance to meet All Ego Ethan Page, the NXT North American Champion. That'll be at 1 o'clock on Sunday. But let me take this break. If you want to call in and try to win a pair of tickets to see Gladiator Games, the New England Ring Gladiators event happening on Sunday, then give me a call, 508-996-0500, and we'll give away. I've got three pairs to give away, so you could be one of the lucky ones if you call in now. All right, let me take this break, and we will be back in a few moments. Welcome back in, and of course, trash is a big topic. Well, especially South Coast Renewables, the Board of Health is having their hearings, and last night they had the first of them, again tomorrow night, and then the 26th will be the next one, and we have a caller who's going to give us an update on what happened last night. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. So tell us what happened in the meeting last night.
Well, first of all, it was a quasi-legal meeting, and it was run by Attorney Art Krieger. He was the hearing officer, and his job was to make a record of the testimony to help the Board of Health decide. And the decision the Board of Health has to make is whether this would be a danger to the public health, safety, and environment for New Bedford. They have the power to overrule DEP's citing decision. If you want some color, there were four tables on the stage. One was Art Krieger's, and then there was Parallel Products with his two attorneys. There was the Board of Health with two attorneys representing them, and the last table was the Conservation Law Foundation. The meeting started with South Coast Renewables having a PowerPoint presentation presented by Greg Worson, and then after that, his presentation, different lawyers got a chance to ask him questions. So the Board of Health lawyers asked for the Board of Health, and then the members got a chance to ask their questions. Conservation Law Foundation asked some questions. So the items were undecided. Mr. Krieger has the authority to decide what's going to be entered into evidence, and we didn't see what documents they were looking at. We would just hear that South Coast Renewables didn't want numbers such and such, you know, and there were tons of numbers. Mm-hmm. I can give you an example of one of the things that wasn't decided. A neighbor spotted rats in his yard in Pine Hill on Ridgewood Road, and he took a film of the rats walking in his yard while he was sitting out there in daylight, and they're trying to decide whether or not that's admissible evidence.
No. Yeah, I know. So I know from what I was reading Frank Mulligan's piece at SouthCoastToday.com, and it mentioned that, you know, dust and rodents were the two topics last night, that they're going to talk about air quality in the next couple of meetings. And then on the 26th, they'll talk about traffic. So do you feel like they had adequate answers to the questions about the dust and the rodents?
No. To be honest, no, I don't. Krieger asked whether or not South Coast would be willing to have rodenticide that wasn't an anticoagulant, because the anticoagulants hurt wildlife and it hurts owls and I think Cooper hawks, in particular raptors. Mm-hmm. And when they asked him whether or not he'd be willing to consider it, he said, we haven't even gotten to that point yet, or something to that effect.
So, yeah, so, I mean, but this is going to be a major concern for people with what happened with the facility, the Harvey facility. So, obviously, people want to make sure something like that isn't happening with residences so much closer than they are to the Harvey facility.
Absolutely. That's why we're fighting it. And tonight it's going to be air quality, odor, noise, and if there's time, it's going to be wetlands.
And then I know the one on the 7th, that's going to be the one where there's public comment.
Correct. I was just going to say that. There's a 12-person citizen group that are available to testify about their experiences, and we were sworn in as witnesses at the start of last night's meeting. Those 12 people are considered interveners, and we can be questioned, and we've been sworn in, like I said. And then at 9 o'clock on Thursday, people who are considered participants, people who want to make comments, will have an opportunity to make comments from 9 to 10.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling in and giving us the update, and hopefully you can keep us up to date with everything else that happens.
I'll call you back tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tim. Bye-bye.
And we have to now go into the news. When we come back on the other side, I know it's Wednesday. I don't want to throw you off, but we're going to check in with Eric over at the butcher shop, because they're actually going to be on vacation starting on Saturday. So we're going to check in with him a little bit early so that people have time to get down there and get all the stuff they were going to want before they're closed for their vacation. So we'll do that as soon as we come back from the news. Take it away, Mike Roberts.
Four killed in an Arizona plane crash. Funding for the new mRNA vaccines has been cut, and new data from the FBI.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The Department of Health and Human Services canceling nearly two dozen vaccine development projects targeting viruses like COVID-19 and the flu. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced yesterday he's halting $500 million in funding for mRNA-based vaccines. Those were credited with helping to slow the COVID pandemic. Kennedy has long been a critic of mRNA vaccine technology. He says the funding would be better spent elsewhere. Four people dead after a plane crash in northeast Arizona yesterday afternoon.
The Navajo Police Department says the medical transport plane crashed and burned near Chinle Municipal Airport. All four people on board that plane died in the crash. Police say they were not from Arizona. The aircraft was registered to CSI Aviation, an Albuquerque, New Mexico-based medical flight service. The plane was reportedly on the way to pick up a patient at a local hospital. The National Transportation Safety Board is now investigating the cause of that crash. I'm Brad Siegel.
The FBI is out with its annual report on crime, showing a decline in violent crime across the U.S. According to the data, there were 379 violent crimes per 100,000 residents in 2023. In 2024, the number of crimes fell to 359, about a 5% decrease. The annual report shows homicides nationwide dropped by about 15%. Transportation Secretary and interim NASA Administrator Sean Duffy outlining the space agency's accelerated plan to build nuclear reactors on the moon.
The fast-track plan is part of the administration's attention to human spaceflight.
We're in a race to the moon, in a race with China to the moon, and to have a base on the moon, we need energy.
Duffy said the reactor will have to generate 100 kilowatts of output, which is about the same amount of energy a 2,000-square-foot home uses every 3.5 days. According to Duffy, the agency has spent millions on studies, but will now plan to move beyond studying and will be given direction to go. I'm Brian Shook.
More homeowners starting to pull their properties off the market as would-be buyers are pushing back on higher home costs.
According to Realtor.com, the rate of delisted homes increased by 47% nationwide in May when compared to last year. Experts say the delisting surge is partly due to the overall expansion in active inventory. Home inventory hit a new post-pandemic high, and sellers aren't in as much of a rush to accept lower than their desired amount. I'm Chris Caraccio.
Officials at a zoo in Denmark are asking for unwanted pets as donations to help feed their enclosed predators. Staffers say the practice mirrors the natural food chain. Donated pets such as healthy horses, chickens, and other small animals will be gently euthanized before feeding time. The request was posted to Facebook last week. The NFL and ESPN has reached a media deal. ESPN made that announcement last night, revealing that it will acquire NFL Network and several other media assets owned by the league. ESPN will also get certain rights to the Red Zone channel, while the NFL will retain ownership of it. In exchange, the NFL will get a 10% equity stake in ESPN.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox win again, lucky 7 in a row. 6-2 over the Royals, back in action tonight at 7:10.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Maybe some sweatshirt weather on this Wednesday morning. Temperatures on either side of 60 degrees. Not as hazy as the last 2 days. That smoke's going to continue to dissipate throughout the day as well. Largely some cloud cover today. A couple peaks of sunshine here and there, especially in the second half of the day. Temperatures stay below average in the afternoon, with most of us in the mid and upper 70s. Couple spots could reach 80 degrees, but that is just about it. Either way, a nice enough day to get outside if that's what you're choosing, especially with our air quality improving here across southern New England. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
A lot of people remember that song, and they're like, oh, remember when Eddie Murphy had a song that he made with Rick James? Yeah, well, of course, Party All the Time gets a lot of attention, but he actually had another song that he came out with another album in the 90s, and he had a song with Michael Jackson that was actually pretty popular. I don't know how far it made it on the charts. I'll have to look that up, but I'll see if I can dig that one up and play that one when we come back from a break coming up. And coming up after our next break, we'll check in with Eric over at the Butcher Shop. He's just a little busy right now. And we can talk with you at 508-996-0500 app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. If you haven't seen the story yet at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, check it out. There was a young boy named Nolan who, at the Feast of the Blessed Sacrament this past weekend, he found some property that didn't belong to him. The police, New Bedford police, did not say what that property was, but he found something that didn't belong to him, and he went, and instead of putting it in his pocket like some people would do, he went and found a police officer and turned it in. And in order to reward his honesty and his integrity, the New Bedford Police Department gave him one of their challenge coins. And so I have the story and the photo up there on the website and on the app. But what really was interesting is that when the police posted this on their page, you saw the community come out and praise this young man as well. At a time when people, you know, like to complain about kids. Well, they complain about, none of these kids today are being raised right. Well, here's an example of someone who is doing the right thing. And the response has been overwhelming from people in terms of, and people that actually know him too and say, this isn't just a one-time thing. This is who he is as a person. So you can check that out at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And you can see the challenge coin and find out more about the history of those as well. Let's take a phone call here. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
He likes to party on your dime, party on your dime, party on your taxpayer's dime. I love it. Oh, my goodness. That fits Maria Giesta perfectly. Burgo really took it personal yesterday. I was really trying not to make it personal. I don't know why he's taking it so personal. He's an elected official, and people are going to challenge some of the things that he says or tries to, you know, do in office. So
I mean, I don't know if he just kind of like revert, because he knows that, you know, you are a candidate for office. Maybe he was just reverting into,
not
you know,
at large.
I know, but maybe he was just reverting into, political battle mode. I don't know.
Right. Maybe it's unfortunate. Because sometimes solutions come with discussions and debating and stuff. So throughout the years, I've never won an election, but there are certain things that we discussed and brought forward that came to fruition, you know, like the problem of property ordinance, which I was pretty proud to introduce. And the counselors, to their credit, did go forward with it and completed that. So even though I think it's a little weak, but anyway.
I know they did recently have a big batch of enforcement on that too, didn't they?
Yes, they do. They do utilize it. It's a good ordinance. There's a few things I disagree. I think there should be less calls. It should kick in a little bit sooner, but you know, whatever. I get it. You know, you don't want to hammer. Their point was not all of them are bad property owners. You know, things happen or whatever. So I get it. But I'd like to see a little more teeth in that ordinance. But I love the song. I just wanted to call in and joke around a little bit.
I also want to I want to get your take too, because I saw your video. You got to try the Raising Cane's chicken. What'd you think?
I liked it. It was really good. But in my opinion, you have to have the sauce with it. It's a very plain Jane chicken, but it was delicious, fresh, nice and hot, crispy. But you got to have the sauce with it. I don't understand the bread. Why is the bread there? That's the part I don't understand. What's the bread for?
I mean, I guess people, they want to have something that makes them stand out a little bit different. I mean, Texas toast is pretty good, but I don't know that I need it after I've just eaten chicken and fries.
Texas toast, I get it now. It just needed a little bit more butter. Now that you said that, I can understand what they were trying to go for. Just need a little bit more butter. But it was really good. It was really good. I'll go there again. The price wasn't that bad. $12 for a 4-piece.
Yeah, but they're also and they're big meaty tenders too, so.
Yes, and fresh. Nice and fresh. Really good. I thought it was excellent. Making me hungry.
Me too. All right. Thank you for the call. You have a good day.
Have a good one.
All right, let's take one more and then I got to take a break here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yeah, Tim, Wrestling Wednesday is my favorite segment.
Well, hey, listen, next Wednesday I'm going to try to have on some of the people from House of Bricks, because we're going to have the big show on the 16th, the big fundraiser show, the big reunion show, and the Thunder from Down Under has already been talking some smack about me, so.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'd like to see Tim in the ring maybe at the Kilburn, have Tim Weisberg just go wild on you, everyone. Well, not just, you know, and you can use that microphone and hit him right across the back and pop of the head, you know what I'm saying? No color, because that's be a friendly show, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're behind the microphone, you know, and use the microphone like, and then just bash him in the back of the head, you know, just make sure it's not, doesn't have WBSM on it, that way you'll get sued and stuff like that.
Right, so, exactly. Hey, listen, I know no color, it's a family show, but if it comes the hard way, it comes the hard way. I can't be responsible for that.
Right. What's going to be a finishing move? Is it going to be the leg drop or the flying elbow off the top rope?
So I like to hit people with the spooky stunner.
The spooky stunner.
Yeah, that's what I was calling it, you know, from the spooky South Coast realm. But I guess from a talk radio perspective, we could call it, oh, I don't know, the hang up, because it's me hanging up on you. You're not saying anything else. Boom. I just press a button. You are dropped. That call has dropped.
The pipe bomb. So what would you be, your ring attire? Would you come out with like you're dressed for Halloween or something?
That's a good idea. But previously, people used to mock me because when I was a ring announcer, I would wear like a Hawaiian shirt and shorts, or I'd wear like a polo shirt and jeans, and they'd be like, you know, wear a suit. Well, I couldn't wear a suit because I was, you know, 300 pounds and didn't have a suit that fit. Mm-hmm. But now I think for my ring announcing at the House of Brick show, I think I'm going to put on a suit for that one, depending on how hot it is, because it is outdoors.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be, just make sure that, it's not like above 80 degrees, you'd be sweating, you know.
But I will say, Davey did offer me to be part of the show on Saturday this week, but I just got some things going on, so I couldn't make it. But I might try to pop in before the end of the show if I get a chance.
Yeah, the ring announcer gets mauled and attacked, and then they rip your suit off and your shirt and stuff like that.
I wouldn't
that
put it past Foster. He's beaten me up many times in the ring before.
Just make sure you wear a cheap suit, so if it gets damaged, you're not to worry about like it costs like $400.
No, I get them at Savers. That way, there, if I have to, you know, rip it open Hulk Hogan style, I don't feel so bad.
So, how do you think about the pay per view this past weekend? I'm not sure if I caught you talking about it. SummerSlam was awesome.
I didn't get a chance to really discuss it, but it was great. They did a great job. I thought some of the matches on Sunday weren't nearly as good as the ones on Saturday, but I think the ending kind of, you know, that'll be what sticks out in everybody's mind.
Well, like Brock Lesnar coming back?
Yeah. No, I don't think, I figured it was going to happen sooner or later, but I think a lot of people were shocked because of the whole lawsuit thing.
Right, because exactly. There was a lot of stuff talking about, like, if he was under lawsuit. So I guess they wouldn't bring him back, Tim, if there was, like, stuff going on with him.
Supposedly the lawyers cleared him. What happened was, you know, and for those who don't know, he's involved in the Vince McMahon sex trafficking suit, where it was revealed in this lawsuit that when he was signing a new contract, they offered him to have sex with Janelle Grant as part of the new deal. But I guess he never actually did it. He tried to, and he tried to like meet up with her, and a snowstorm diverted the plane, so they couldn't end up happening. So as such, you know, they had nothing to really keep him in part of the lawsuit for. But her lawyer said they're going to keep pursuing the action against him, so we'll see.
Well, okay, good thing for the snowstorm, they kind of saved him their way out. That's true.
Yeah, but the lawyers are still saying he had that intention. So I got to just hold you there, Paul, because I got to break in and get Eric on. So.
Okay, see you. All right, you enjoy every sandwich.
All right, you as well. I got to take this break. When we come back, we'll check in with Eric, and we'll wrap up with some calls, 508-996-0500. All right, I just tried getting Eric on the line, but was not having any luck. Must be very busy over there this morning as they're getting ready for their vacation. They're going to be closing on Saturday, and they'll reopen on Tuesday, August 19th. So we want to make sure that everybody knows that you can get down there to the butcher shop beforehand. You want to make sure you get your orders in and get everything that you need before they're closed on Saturday. So we want to make sure we get that out to you. And then when they reopen on the 19th, you can go back in and stock up again. But why don't I take my final break now, and we'll see if we can get Eric on during that. And then we'll wrap up with him, because I don't want people to miss out on all the great stuff they have over there at the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. We'll be back in just a few moments. Say I cry. All right, welcome back in. All right, let's check in with Eric over at the butcher shop. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Tim? How you doing, man?
Sounds like you're really busy over there this morning.
Just busy doing what we got to do. You know what I mean? Got to get things ready.
Yeah, getting ready for your vacation.
Oh, I can't wait, bro. We need it.
So you're going to be closed from this Saturday until the 19th, so everybody's got to get there the next couple days so they can stock up.
Yeah, if you need it, come and get it, man. We got it. You know, we got a nice fresh stuff coming in today and ready to get rid of it, coming in and out. So when we come back, it'll be all nice new fresh stuff. It's fresh now. Let it go out fresh. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. What do you got over there for people to check out today?
Dude, I got nice porterhouses, T-bones. I got the tomahawks as usual. I got nice sirloins. I got nice ribeyes. I got nice filet. Dude, we sell choice stuff. I get prime. I got a nice prime filet mignon in there. It's a good price. You know, I got good stuff, man. Prime rib, beef rib, short ribs, top sirloin filets, medallions. You know, I got goat. I got whatever you need, man.
So a little something for everybody, and they can come by and they can stock up so that they can have it while you're gone. And they'll be able to take it, throw it in the freezer if they need to, but they're not going to. They're just going to want to eat it all as soon as they bring it home.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, thanks for that, man.
And,
yeah,
of course, the beer and wine as well. You've got that for everybody to stock up on, too.
Yeah, I got beer and wine. I got nice wines, man. I got good prices on wines, believe it or not. You know, I can compete with pretty much everybody in the city. I got that Caymus stuff. I sell it for like $80. That's a good price for that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. And so before I let you go, what any big vacation plans, or are you just going to relax?
No, dude, honestly, no. I'm sticking around. I got some yard work I got to get done. And all right, goes.
Well, hopefully you get to enjoy some of that wine during your time off, too.
Wine? I just need the time, brother.
Sounds good to me. All right, we will talk to you when you get back.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, dude. Let them know I got French meat pies. I got a lot of stuff. Come on in, man. Come and get it.
All right. But we will do. Thank you, sir.
Later, brother. I'll see you.
All right. Go on down to the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Get all of what Eric mentioned and more. I've got to get out of here, though, because we've got to make room for Chris.